A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear.
What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Pear Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. Yeah! Woo! So this morning, I read a scripture and I want to share it with you. Now, the reason I want to share this particular scripture with you today is because the sun is shining. And if you're not in the Los Angeles area, you may or may not know that LA has this thing called May Gray. And when I tell you it has been gray every day, it has been extremely gray. But I wake up this morning and I read this scripture about God making rivers and deserts and about letting go of the old so that you can perceive the newness that's happening in your life. Anyways, let me share the scripture with you. It says this: Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, in rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert, a way in the wilderness. Today, I just want to be your friendly reminder to let go. Let go of old things. Let go of old identities, old perceptions, old ideas, and forgive. If there's some forgiveness that needs to happen in your life, go ahead and just forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive them. Forgive the past. Just let it go and decide to move forward so that you can perceive all of the newness that God is placing in your life. You see, the beautiful thing about God is that God is moving, he's living, he's breathing, he's molding, he's shifting. He's not a singular substance, but a multitude of concepts and ideas and things I can't even articulate. I always like to consider nature when I try to even conceive who God is, because nature is always helping each other out. The soil brings nutrients so that the roots can grow. And when a plant grows, it breeds fruit. And the fruit is food for those who need it. And so on and so forth. I mean, it's just this, life is this intricate ecosystem of movement. And everyone's a part of it. And so if we get stuck in old things, we're not moving in synchronicity. We're not moving in sequence with God, because God's creation is always moving and living and molding and shifting. And I hope you get what I'm saying. And I hope I'm articulating it the best way I possibly can. So anyways, I read this scripture this morning and it really stands out to me, because lately in LA, we've been having this thing called May Gray. And it is really gray every single day. But I read this scripture today and he's like, do you not perceive that I'm doing a new thing? And the sun is just shining. The sun is shining. I don't know. And I just felt this immense amount of gratitude, because we're also entering into a really fun season, because summer's right around the corner and flowers are blooming and the sun is shining. And it's just a great time. It's just a great time to be reminded to let go of old things. You see, when Jesus died on the cross and rose again, There are records of him showing up. And we also know that it wasn't always easy for man to perceive Jesus when he was actively living and walking on the earth. And sometimes I think to myself, could I be encountering Jesus? Like, have I sat and had a conversation with him and just didn't know it? Because he's not someone we can quickly perceive, even with all our love that we have for him in our heart. If he walked up to you today, chances are you won't even know it's him, at least not right away. Anyway, I bring that up to say, it's easy for us not to perceive the goodness that God is bestowing in our life. And so this particular scripture, I pray it lights a fire and ignites something new in your belly so that if there's any pruning that you need to do in your life, you start doing it today. Because when we're not willing to let go of old things, old concepts, old ideas, old relationships, it's really hard for us to see the beauty in our lives. Sometimes that's just it. Sometimes you can't see the beauty in your life because you're not willing to let go of anything old. You're not willing to let go of anything at all. You're not willing to just try something new. Go get a new pair of shoes, a fresh shirt, walk down a block, explore your neighborhood. There's blessings all around us every single day. Will you not perceive the newness in your life? So my prayer for you today is this. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that whomever hears this episode sees the beauty and perceives all the beauty, the goodness, the newness, the blessings, the prosperity, your presence over their life. That if there's anything they need to let go of, that they let go of it here and now in the mighty name of Jesus. That your hand be upon them in this very moment, touching and pressing on their hearts so that they do not live another day not perceiving the newness that you are placing around them on a daily basis. Father, we thank you for your rivers in the desert. Father, we thank you for your ways in the wilderness. Lord, we love you. You are mighty. You are true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more A Great Life content, please follow at A Great Life TV on socials and join my newsletter and blogging community at madebypair.com. And while you're there, make sure you grab your copy of my book, The Nightly Affirmation Journal. Well, that's all, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pebris. Peace.